CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Wildfires from Canada continue to send smoke into the Midwestern United States, the haze resulting in bad air warnings. But CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak tells us it's on the move.
10 states are underneath an air quality alert from that smoke that continues to come in from those Canadian wildfires. And with more of it billowing down as we get into tonight and tomorrow, it's likely even areas like New York City may start to see and even smell some of that smoke.
California has its own smoke to deal with. It's from the Gifford Fire, burning up 40,000 acres in the Los Padres National Forest outside of Santa Maria. And now Fire Captain Scott Safechuck says hundreds of homes are threatened.
Most of the fire is in what would be the federal lands or the U.S. Forest Service. But then some of those fingers of the fire, if you will, reach out into state responsibility areas and in areas where those residents live in those narrow canyons.
Tens of thousands of Israelis demonstrated in Tel Aviv to express their anger after Hamas released video showing emaciated Israeli hostages in Gaza. One of them is Eli David's brother, Eviatar.
We saw a new peak of cruelty of Hamas. They deliberately and cynically starved him.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is calling on the Red Cross to send food and medical care to the Israeli hostages. As the humanitarian crisis in Gaza worsens, President Trump said last evening that the U.S. is, quote, giving some pretty big contributions to Israel to help feed people in Gaza.
We don't want people going hungry, and we don't want people to starve, and there's some bad things happening.
Do we see evidence of genocide in Gaza?
I don't think it's sad. Look, they're in a war. Some horrible things happened on October 7th.
A teenager who was bitten by a man multiple times while taking out the trash at his job in Minnesota says he was praised by his local police force because of his actions during the incident. CBS News Minnesota reporter Reg Chapman explains.
19-year-old Desarius Sheldon is counting his blessings. No one was seriously hurt when a verbal assault turned violent and he was forced to defend himself. He says while talking to police, he was presented with an incredible opportunity.
He was like, you would do well as a police officer.
Desarius says he was flattered, but he has plans to serve the public in a different way. On scholarship for his good grades, Desarius wants to continue a family health care legacy.
I do want to be a nurse. That's the goal.
What he does want is safety for his coworkers and others who work in Loring Park.
Police are still looking for the man responsible for the attack. Countries that are part of the oil cartel OPEC Plus have agreed to boost oil production, which could lower oil and gas prices. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talk to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk, a wireless company that actually stands for something.
New rules have resulted in fewer outdoor dining options in New York City.
Dining al fresco in the Big Apple got more complicated for restaurants, with new rules requiring businesses to apply for permits and roadway dining only allowed from April through November.
I think part of the reason that you're seeing a lot fewer restaurants participate is that the way that they've now designed it is overly complex
and expensive. Mark Barak is the founder and owner of the Mediterranean restaurant Mama Meze. Open just 2 months in a pedestrian-only area of Broadway a few blocks from Penn Station. He dubbed
the Nomad Piazza.
The restaurant operates under a different set of outdoor dining rules because it's on a closed plaza.
It's good for us. It's good for the community. You know, that's typically a win-win.
Weddy Gillette, CBS News.
Marvel's The Fantastic Four First Steps held its lead atop the weekend box office in its second week. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
W.R.J. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 65. A little smoke Monday morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Monday night, partly cloudy and lows in the upper 60s. 80 on Tuesday, 82 on Wednesday with mostly sunny skies, 85 Thursday. Right now, it's 61 degrees.
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old.
Just to walk. From Radio Park to Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
Bell and looking like you should. You gotta play. play at garden parties. I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da.
I'm not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
You need
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, Reaching Racine Beyond the Radio, online at WRJN.com.
Oh, smile, you know. Things are just getting worse. Any smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
She was just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Natural as can be, singing. We walked on to my door. We walked on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together. Nearly every single day singing. Do-wah-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-dum. We're so happy, and that's how we're going.
mine.
She's mine.
I'm hers.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Together nearly every single day singing. Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing. Well, I'm hers,
I'm hers,
she's mine,
she's mine,
I'm hers,
she's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Change, change, change.
Judy in the sky.
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/home loans.
Comes and
Sail on, silver girl. Sail on.
Jesus! at the door. I'm looking at my girlfriend. She passed out on the floor. I've seen so many things I ain't never seen before. Don't know what it is. I don't want to see no more.
Mama told me not to come.
Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you've brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand, then a rock was formed when we held hands.
Sunny,
sunny one so true, I love you. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny one so true, yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain.
Sunny,
you smiled at me and really, really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere.
Sunny
one so true, I love you. I love you. I love you.
Light that never shone on me.
love somebody, to love somebody the way I